This is the second report that we've compiled since the outbreak of the current conflict in Iraq. This report covers the period between 6 July and the 10th of September, and we have managed to document a staggering array of human rights abuses that are being committed by ISIL and associated armed groups over this 9-week period, as well as a number of violations committed by the Iraqi security forces and associated forces in their efforts to combat ISIL.
And what are some of these violations of human rights that are committed by ISIL?
It really is a terrifying list of abuses that are being committed. There are direct attacks against civilians, targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure. There are executions and targeted killings of civilians, abductions, rape, and other forms of sexual and physical violence against women and children, as well as against men, forced recruitment of children, destruction and desecration of places of religious or cultural significance, and just wanton destruction and looting of property.
You say the report also mentions Iraqi security forces as also being responsible for human rights violations. What have they done?
Among the violations that have allegedly been committed by the ISF are airstrikes and shelling, as well as the conduct of particular military operations or attacks that may have violated the principles of international humanitarian law. Now, these are the principles of distinction and proportionality.
Now, does the report make any recommendations on how to deal with this situation?
Yes, one of the key recommendations of the report and of our High Commissioner for Human Rights is that the government of Iraq considers acceding to the Rome Statute as an immediate step and accepts the exercise of the ICC's jurisdiction with respect to the current situation facing the country.
What about ISIL? What can be done about this group?
Well, as far as ISIL is concerned, we've documented really systematic and widespread violations of international humanitarian law, which may amount to war crimes or crimes against humanity. We would like to remind all parties to the ongoing armed conflict that they must comply with applicable IHL, international human rights law, and international humanitarian law standards, or be held accountable. In the case of a conflict, civilians must be given the ability to leave areas affected by violence in safety and dignity, and to be able to access the basic humanitarian assistance at all times.
Now, how many people have been killed by ISIL so far this year? Do you have figures?
Yes, according to our figures, a total of 9,347 civilians have been killed so far this year in Iraq, and another 17,386 have been wounded.
Now, what next? What's going to happen after issuance of this report?
Well, there are many purposes to this report. One is really to document the kinds of violations and abuses of human rights that are taking place in Iraq so that the outside world, the international community, understands the true extent of the horrors that's ongoing in Iraq at the moment. And we are also pressing for accountability for these violations.